Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Word of the Week Podcast. I'm Pastor Ben Libby, and our word this week is the word wisdom. What is wisdom? Well, I think we can all agree that wisdom has to do with being smart, being intelligent. But yet there is a difference between wisdom and intelligence. I think the way that I would explain the difference, at least in our English language, is this. To be intelligent is to have information, to have a certain amount of smarts about you, whereas wisdom is more about how you use the information that you have. When it comes to the Bible, wisdom, the term wisdom, is a very all-encompassing trait that gets discussed all throughout the Bible. But really, the books that address wisdom are the poetical books, those books that we find in the middle of the Bible, sometimes referred to as wisdom literature. This would include the book of Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, even Song of Solomon. Of the 227 instances of the word wisdom used in the New King James Bible, 51 of those times is found in the book of Proverbs. Shouldn't surprise us, after all, Proverbs was written by King Solomon, largely considered to be the most wise person of all time. Proverbs chapter 1 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Proverbs 3 says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding." Proverbs 8 says, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that one may desire cannot be compared with her." So really, just looking at what the Bible tells us, wisdom is something that we should strive to get and strive to maintain. But then that begs the question, what really is wisdom? I think the world would answer this in a much different way than we would, we who believe the Word of God. To the world, wisdom is all about intelligence, really. It's about the information they can get, their different theories, their wise statements about what they find to be true, found in evidence. Whereas we would describe wisdom as what God tells us, what we find in the Word of God, and what he has made us know through his Holy Spirit by faith. Case in point, the world does not consider Christianity to be wise. They would say that we who believe the Bible believe in an old book that is largely made up of good stories and proverbs that we can live our life around, but one that does not necessarily reflect all the facts about how the world was made or how we should live our lives even. The world would say that believing that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, they would call that to be unwise. After all, they've never seen anyone rise from the dead before, so why should we believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead for us? But we know that Jesus Christ living a perfect life and then dying on the cross for our sins and then rising again 3 days later was truly the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." So there you can see from the words of Paul that our wisdom, what we would consider wise from the Bible, runs contrary to the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world does not know God. He said there, the world through wisdom does not know God. So thus the world's wisdom is useless. It is truly foolishness. But what they consider our foolishness to be, that is what is truly wise. That is what the message of God is. It is the power of God to save sinners like us who need saving from our sins, knowing that Jesus Christ was the payment for those sins. So what we know from the Bible is God's wisdom is better than man's wisdom, and there is zero true wisdom apart from the Lord. So what should we do as Christians? Well, we need to get as much wisdom as we can. We can never get enough wisdom. We can never get enough of the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 4 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Do you want to be wise? Well, it's a good idea. That's what God tells us that we should get. So how, then, are we wise? We are wise through the Word of God, through every word that is found in the Bible. That is how we get wisdom. We get wisdom because we have the Bible available to us, and we have God's Word and His will for us and our lives written down for us for all time. Faith is not considered to be something that is wise. Faith is something that the world seems to think is blind. But it is not blind when it is faith in God. God gives us more than enough than what we need in the Bible to believe that He is our God, that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that He truly loves us. I just like to close with the words of the hymn, "I Know My Faith Is Founded." I know my faith is founded on Jesus Christ, my God and Lord. And this my faith confessing, unmoved I stand on His sure word. Our reason cannot fathom the truth of God profound, who trusts in human wisdom, relies on shifting ground. God's word is all sufficient, it makes divinely sure, and trusting in its wisdom, my faith shall rest secure.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.